Now, Delwood, as you go, here we go again.
Howdy, Ben.
Howdy, partner. You got a song for us?
Sure have, partner.
Let's have her.
I see a new sun up in a new sky, and my whole horizon has reached a new high. Yesterday, my heart sung a blue song, but today, hear it hum a cheery new song. I dreamed a new dream. I saw a new face, and I'm spreading sunshine all over the place with a new point of view. Here's what greets my eye. New love, new love, new sun in the sky.
Fascinating news for you today. News that's going to cause a coast-to-coast cheer. Because I bear the happy tidings that some fella has invented, get this, a bagel slicer.
A bagel slicer?
That's what I said. You know what a bagel is, don't you? A hard roll looks like a donut a little.
Oh, I know the bagel very well.
Who doesn't? Who hasn't had a lox and bagel sandwich?
Well, the bagel has been described as a concrete donut, hasn't it,
Bagel? Some describe it. Yes, it's a very hard roll, the bagel, and the shape being in the shape of a donut, it's very hard to slice.
So someone has come out with a bagel slicer, is that it?
Yes, sir, it's been invented. You know, of course, that it's almost impossible to cut a bagel with a regular knife without cutting your finger or your hand. You've had that happen, I imagine.
Verily, verily, blood, sweat, and bagels. That's what they say, isn't it?
So this bagel slicer, the fellow who invented it claims that it will cut open a bagel without any possible danger to the user's hands. I think that makes it probably one of the greatest inventions of our decade.
I think it ranks right along with the discovery of the wheel.
Well, at least it's right along in there with the simple way to open oysters. You remember that?
Yeah, I think you're right, Bing.
I came up with that, you remember?
Sure, I remember it. It does rank with that oyster opener of yours. That way of opening oysters by giving them a little hot foot.
Well, I just want to tell you something, Ken. Remember this. Utopia is within our grasp. Really it is when we can open oysters and slice bagels without drawing blood. We have arrived.
What a wonderful world we live in. Don't you think someone should come up with a song to celebrate the advent of the bagel slicer?
Yes, I think he should. I'm working on one now called Bobbles, Bangles,
and Bagels.
Bagels.
I knew that.
I'm going to get, who's the little guy like a chipmunk?
Ross Bagdasarian.
Well, I'm going to get him to record it for me. In the meantime, how's this? Well, that old man River, that old man River, must know something, but it don't say nothing, 'cause it just keeps rolling, keeps on rolling along. And it don't plant taters, don't plant cotton, them that plants them is soon forgotten, but that old man River just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body's aching and it's racked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that bale, get a little drunk, you're gonna land in jail. I get weary, yes, I'm sick of trying, tired of living and I'm feared of dying, but that old man River keeps rolling along. really got a sweating strain. Body's aching and cracked with pain. Tote that bar, lift up that bear. Get loaded, gonna land in jail. I gets weary, sick of trying. Tired of living and I'm feared of dying. But that old man river keeps rolling along.
So now, this is the day that we brought this fascinating news, the thrilling news to one and all that soon we will have a bagel slicer.
Yes, sir. No more slicing your fingers, folks.
You know, slicing bagels in just the ordinary way with a knife is as dangerous as dueling, isn't it?
Oh, I'd rather face the Three Musketeers with a hairnet.
Well, I never slice a bagel anyway. I use a cleaver on mine.
Well, you see what you've got to do, Ken. You've got to slice them precisely. That is to make a proper sandwich.
Yeah.
This new bagel slicer is going to be just the thing for this. Oh, I think it's just wonderful the way these people think of blood-saving devices. Don't you feel that way?
Oh, yes, and think of the savings in bandages and adhesives and methylate and those things.
Oh, the bagel slicer is going to be a massive boon. It really is. I can hardly wait for them to get them on the market.
You plan to lay off bagels until the bagel slicer arrives?
Oh, no, I may lay in a few in the deep freeze. You know, just get them stacked in there like cordwood with caraway seeds sprinkled on them. As long as it's going to be an easy way, but I'll wait. I'll have them ready.
Say, should we turn on the music slicer now and see if we can cut up a song? How
yeah,
would that be?
Let's render a few kilos of something meaty right in through here.
Come all you Californians, I pray open wide your ears.
If you are going across the plains, a stubborn mules or steers,
remember beans before you start, likewise bad beef and ham.
Beware of venison, dang the stuff that's oftentimes rang.
Crossing the plains, crossing over the plains. You must buy two revolvers, a bowie, knife, and belt.
Says you, old feller, now stand off, or I will have your pelt.
The greenhorn looks around about, but not a soul can see.
Says he, there's not a man in town, but what's afraid of me?
Crossing the plains, crossing over the plains.
You shouldn't shave, but cultivate your down and let it grow. So when you do return, twill be soft and white as snow.
Your lovely Jane will be surprised, your ma'll begin to cook. And the greenhorn to his mother will say, how savage I must look.
Oh, well, now
crossing the plains, we'll all go crossing the plains. Crossing over the plains. When you arrive at Placerville or Sacramento City,
you've nothing in the world to eat, no money, what a pity.
Well, your strapped pants are all wore out, which causes people to laugh.
When they see you gaping round the town like a great big brindle cat.
Come along, we're crossing the plains.
Come along, we're crossing the plains.
Come along, we're crossing over the plains. Come along, we're crossing the plains.
A musical interlude now, featuring the music of Buddy Cole.
Yes, you appear to have carte blanche, Buddy. Take over. And how about one of the numbers you do in your Ingenuity and Sound album?
Thank you.
Do you ever wonder, Rosie, how a square dance caller might do a commercial?
Well, that could be interesting, Bing.
That new life in your wardown shoes and get them repaired 2x2.
Say, how's this one, Bing? Swing your partner in cat's paw soles. They wear far longer. Resist holes.
Hold on here. Hold on. That's
Roy
okay
Rogers
for...
will hate you.
Yeah, you know it. Well, that's okay for soles, but what about cat's paw heels?
What about cat's paw heels?
Well, what rhymes with soft, resilient, or microlite soles? Lighter than leather, lighter than rubber.
Don't worry, Ken. We'll still need announcers.
You're darn tootin'. Nothing beats a straight pitch like when I say, folks go to the shoe repair displaying the famous cat's paw cat in the window. For over half a century, the sign of finest workmanship and materials. Look for cat's paw on new shoes, too.
I don't know, Ken. Is all that better than look for the sign of the cat's paw cat? Have your shoes fixed where it's at.
Oh, where it's at.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, where
rhymes
it's
with
at
cat, doesn't it?
Bad grammar.
Beautiful.
That was awful. Just
beautiful.
Just...
iambic pentameter.
I don't go for it. No.
Thy love to this heart unceasing aches bring. Oh, come and be near, so the pain assuage to me alone. Thy love thou didst pledge, and my heart holds thee preciously dear.
What you doing, Rosie?
I'm writing a thank you note to DuPont. Let's see. Thank you for Dacron.
Hey, that's real nice.
So are my new Cameo Sheerback curtains of 100% Dacron. So crispy, white, and sheer. Just wait and see how beautiful. My windows never looked lovelier.
Well, is that why you look so lovely today?
Flatterer. Seriously, Cameo Sheerback shears of Dacron really dress up a window. And they're a breeze to care for. A quick sudsing, a quick drip dry, and back to the windows, just like that. I really go for that no ironing bit.
Oh, I hate to iron.
Oh, I know. Anyway, I have Cameo's famous Sheerback curtains in the living room. You just pull the tape for a perfect drape. And the matching tailored ones in the dining room look great with sun shining through. Sun can't harm Dacron, Bing. Let's see. Dear DuPont, Dacron is the nicest polyester.
See for yourself, everybody. Dacron and curtains by Cameo, with all the best stores.
No other love have I, only my love for you. Watching the night go by, wishing that you could be watching the night with me. Into the night I cry, hurry home, come home to me. Set me free, free from doubt and free from longing. Into your arms I'll fly, locked in your arms I'll stay, waiting to hear you say, no other love have I.
Cutting out now. Got to fade. Skip. Thank you very much.
Hope you listen again, friends.